We're pleased to be joined by Anthony Alford of the Toronto Blue Jays. Anthony, Jeff Blair, and Stephen Brent, thanks for joining us. So you're having a smoking hot spring, and the manager has been talking you up an awful lot, but he's also made it pretty clear that they think you're probably going to start out the year at AAA. Mm-hmm. How do you approach spring training knowing that?
Just the same way I have the past few years. Just mainly just getting ready for opening day, wherever that may be, Buffalo, Toronto, wherever. Just trying to get here and get locked in and get ready to go for opening day, get my swing right, get my body feeling right. And so that's the main goal. I mean, yeah, do everybody want to do good in spring training? Yes. But the main goal is to have a successful season.
Anthony, we had John Gibbons on the show earlier, and he was talking about you. He's a big fan. But he talked about the transition he thought you'd made over the last couple of years from being, you know, a guy who obviously had great athletic ability, a multi-sport guy, but looking like a ball player more and more these last 2 years. Have you felt that yourself, that transition?
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, like, I would have been a high-round pick. I mean, out of high school, if I would play baseball full-time, but I chose the route to go to college and play football, and I obviously lost 3 years of development time. So, I mean, I knew it was in there. It was just a matter of just getting those reps every day and getting used to playing every day and learning more about the game and learning more about myself as a baseball player. So I've always felt like I could compete and succeed in baseball. It's just a matter of when I was going to do it full-time.
What's the difference in terms of the mental approach you need from football to baseball? Because they're two different sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest thing is baseball. You play it every day. Football, you have a bad game, you got a whole week to recover. Baseball, you have a bad game, you about to get back out there in 24 hours and do it again until you figure it out, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing is just playing every day. Baseball, you have way more recovery time. And somebody like me, I play every day. I'm a high-impact player. I steal bases. I run hard on the base path. I run a lot of balls down in the outfield. So that can cause a lot of fatigue. But it's just a matter of being able to hit that reset button every day and get ready to go the next day.
One of the things in spring is you get exposed to a lot of different players. Here's some guys who've been around for a long time. A lot of people talking about Curtis Granderson in this clubhouse, for instance, a guy who's played a lot of experience. How much, you know, obviously there's coaching here, and you're listening to the manager, but how much do you actually draw from teammates in spring training?
A lot. I mean, because those are guys who, you take the coaches, that's, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but they done it. It was a while ago since they done it, and everybody know the game continued to evolve. The game continued to change. And I'm able to pick veterans' brain who's doing it in this era so they know what it takes to be successful right now.
I was going to say, have you been able to talk to Josh about hitting?
Yeah.
You worked with him in the cage a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we talk a lot. He always check on me, how you feel today. If he didn't see me swing, how you feel? How your bats going in the game? And we talk a lot of about hitting, me, him, along with I feel like it's something I can take from different guys, whether it's him, Tulo, Devin Travis, and kind of put it into my game. I mean, we're not like in a cookie cutting business where everybody got to swing alike. I feel like it's something from all those guys that I can take and kind of put into my game.
Josh talks a lot about hitting and is pretty detailed about it. Mm-hmm. How do you go about, you know, because every athlete, you get a lot of information, but you kind of got to filter stuff out because, as you said, some stuff works for him isn't going to work for you. Mm-hmm. Stuff that's going to work for you maybe not work for him. How do you go about just kind of finding that balance?
Just pretty much just knowing what's too much and what's And like I'm not trying to make my swing look like his, but it's something we can talk about, whether it's my load, whether it's my setup, whether it's creating separation or bat path or approach. So somewhere in there, like I feel like all good hitters have something in common, and just trying to figure out what I can take from his game or take from his swing and kind of put into mine, without trying to make our swing look exactly alike or feel for the same thing, because I mean everybody's body works different. You take somebody like Donaldson, when you see him, he gets to the point to where he want to pull the trigger. It's like his lower half is fired already, but his upper half stays square. So I mean that is very impressive to me. Like I can't make my body do that. Mm-hmm. But he's somebody, he has that experience. He knows his swing in and out. I'm still learning, and he's helping me learn more about my swing. He's helping me learn stuff about myself that I don't even know. So stuff that he see. But,
when you actually step in at the plate, do you have to kind of simplify it, Anthony? Like, you have some keys? Because I would think if there's too much, you're thinking too much about your swing, it's like a golf swing, you'd mess it up.
Right, right. When I step into the box, it's just all about competing. It's about who's going to be the best competitor between me and the pitcher. It's nothing. I'm not thinking anything mechanically when I step into the box. I'm just trying to go up there and find barrels and find a way to put the bat on the ball.
When does the football player in you come out during a baseball game? Is there a time where it comes out?
The good or the bad?
Well, both. Let's go with the good.
The good, mainly, I feel like it's always there. I don't like losing, whether it's a game. I don't like losing that bad. I like being competitive in the outfield. I don't like balls to hit the ground in the outfield. So I feel like it's always there. I always have that mentality. I'm trying to win every match that I'm in, whether it's in the box or in the outfield on the base path.